The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of March, 1975, in Tehran, Iran.
Chant the names of Nitai Gauranga before we encourage him so much to chant Maha Mantra?
No, why not? What is the difference between Nitai Gauranga and Hare Krishna? Nitai Gauranga and Hare Krishna. What is the difference? Nitai Gauranga is also nice. Whatever he finds convenient, let him chant.
This country, which is at one time followed the Aryan path, Zoroastrianism, which is now primarily Islam, although having absorbed many of the original elements in it. Do you have a recommendation as to how people in this country might feel the grace of Krishna, perhaps even within the forms of their own traditional practice?
What is that traditional practice?
Apart from Zoroastrianism, the true belief. And our majority traditional practice now is Islamic, the Shiite sect.
What is that?
That involves a prayer 5 times a day.
Huh?
It involves a prayer 3 to 5 times a day. The Shias.
Prayer 5 times?
Well, it's the Islamic prayer 5 times a day, but the Shias compress it to 3 times, the same prayer.
Why?
Because they are permitted to say 2 of the prayers at noon and 2 of the prayers in the evening at one time, rather than spreading them through the afternoon and the...
So they are disobeying the order of Mamma.
Yes, they follow essentially the same practice as the...
No. You cannot amend on the words of Mamma if you are a true Muslim.
I don't think they meant to amend it. They're...
No, why? There was 5, why they meant 3? That is amendment. You cannot do that.
They maintained that, that this was the practice of Ali.
What is that?
That Ali prayed at noon in the afternoon.
Ali, representative of Muhammad.
The son of Ali.
Huh?
Hazrat Ali.
Ali.
Yeah.
Ali Hussein.
Yes.
No.
Hussein is his son.
Oh.
And he is the cousin and the son-in-law of the Prophet.
Oh.
But can they feel the grace of Krishna within this framework?
Hmm?
Within the framework of their dietary laws, and their in opening up the experience of Krishna to them?
No, no. If one wants to follow Quran, let him follow strictly that. No halfway mixing.
Then preaching in Iran should be essentially to those people who have fallen away from their traditional path.
Yes, everyone is fallen. They are simply amending and concoction. That is not good. Why they should amend? Tell himself in what relationship with God?
With God.
Hmm?
He presented himself as the last expression of the divine revelation in the West.
No, what was his relationship? Just like Christ. He presented himself as the Son of God. Well, what is the position of Mamba?
He presented himself as a man, as considered by Muslims as the perfect man.
Yeah.
And he was the perfect expression of the divine manifestation in human terms. He was not a divine figure as Christ or Krishna.
Yeah.
He was simply a man, and was the mouthpiece of the divine word.
What is the meaning of Allah Akbar?
God the greatest.
Greatest.
Yes. Akbar is being the superlative of Kabir.
And Muhammad is the greatest? No. He is subordinate.
No. And in fact, it's Muslims object to their religion being called Mohammedanism because it implies that they worship Muhammad, whereas in fact they go straight to God, to Allah, and that Muhammad simply was a messenger.
That's good.
They call their religion Islam, which means submission.
That's very good.
The Muslim is he who submits.
Then God is the greatest, and we are finite, limited. We are not greatest. And our business is to serve him. What is that?
Our business is to satisfy him.
That's it.
There is a tradition. If there's a body of 40 traditions, which are called the sacred traditions, one of which says that these are the words of God as enunciated by through Muhammad, one of them saying that the more you love me, the closer I come to you.
Oh, then the ultimate goal is how to love God.
Yes.
And then that is our pleasure. Sabai pungsan paro dharma jato bhakti radhok khaja prema pumar pumaha. This is the highest goal of life, how one has developed his love for God. And Bhagavad says that is first class religion, which trains the followers how to love God and serve him. That is first class. Then Islam is Vaishnava dharma in a crude form, like the Christian. We can amalgamate them all. If they are sane men, I suggested that there are many churches vacant. If they give us these churches, which are installed deity, Gaurasundar, Nitai Gaur, and Panchatattva, and along with them we shall worship Lord Jesus Christ. Similarly, we can do Muhammad, but they are against this deity worship, Mohammedans.
Yes. And yet, amongst the Sufi poets,
deity is also expression, form is also expression, yes. But they do not understand it.
But the Sufis do, because the Sufis,
they have got form worship, Sufis.
They don't worship form as such, but they speak of it in the poetry. They say in one poem of Hafez, there's a meeting between Hafez and his spiritual master. And he asks the spiritual master, Guptam in pei zulfa bhutan es pei cheese. Gupt Hafez. I asked him, what was this current, this chain, idols that we must worship? And he replied, so that thy heart might moan, lament above the dark night.
Dark night?
The dark night of ignorance. Of
oh, dark night.
Separation. So that he used the form of expression of worship, the expression.
Separation, how it is possible? Separation is expressed when there is separation between man to man or man to woman, person. Otherwise, what is the meaning of separation?
Separation from one's divine.
Well, divine, it means must be person. They do not believe in the personality of God.
They believe the Sufis see the personality of Ali.
No, I am not talking of the Sufis. I am talking of the original Islam.
Well, the Sufis claim to be the original Muslims.
Do all the Muslims accept it? Then?
There are about 780 different schools of Islam, different ideas.
Then? We have to take the original. Otherwise, misled.
I think the original path must be found in Sufism. It can't be, because that is the.
If the original path is followed, why it is named Sufism?
There are those who have fallen away from it, just as in the.
Who has fallen? The Islam or the Sufis?
I think the formalists have fallen away, like the Jnanis in Hinduism. There's a dispute between the Shaivites and the Vaishnavites.
Who had fallen? the original Islam or the Sufis?
Sufis are the original Muslims.
Sufis, why they do not follow? Sufis?
Sufis are the original.
Original cult?
Yes.
Before Muhammad?
Springing from Muhammad.
Then how you can say it is original?
Yes.
Huh?
It is original. All the schools of law, if they've developed.
Yes. Right, if it's the original, why is it named differently?
Because there are those who've fallen away from it. They are the ones who use this name. The Sufis don't use the name about themselves. It's used by others who wish to...
What is the meaning of Sufism? Literary meaning?
Well, Sufism, in a sense, is what Bhaktism is in the Hindu context.
Bhakti means to offer service to the Lord. Does it mean?
Absolutely.
So the Lord is to be served, then he must be a person. Otherwise, where is the question of service?
Well, the Sufis do see that, the personal aspect of the Lord.
Unless one is person, how can I serve him? I cannot serve the air or the sky. I must serve a person. Love does not exist in the sky or in the air. It must be a person, man or woman, it doesn't matter. Otherwise, where there is love? Whom to love?
The Sufis find love in these figures. For example, the Sufi is an Arabi through the face of a beautiful woman.
Through the face of a beautiful woman? So there the materialist also find.
There's the material aspect, absolutely.
Therefore, in Islam religion, the form is a rejection. Because it will come to that. As soon as they think of form, they think of this material form, beautiful face of woman. That is degradation. Therefore you are strict not to conceive material form. That is Vedic conception. Apanipada Javanagrahita. He has no legs, no hands. This is denying the form. And next the Veda says, Javanagrahita, he can accept whatever you offer to him. That means God has no material form, but he has form. Otherwise how he can accept? How he can understand my love? So therefore in the original Islamism, the form means not accepted. So that is Vedic description. Form and formless. Formless means no material form, and form means spiritual form. 17. It's like I am, you are. I am within the body, but I am not this body. This form I am not I. But what from the form of the body came into existence? Because I have got form. The sweater has got hand because I have got hand. The sweater is a covering. If I have got form, then how the sweater has got hand, the pant has got leg. So the pant practically is not the leg. The real leg is within the pant. Similarly, this is not my form. This is like pant, leg of the pant or hand of the coat. Real form is within. Asmin dehe. That is not material form. If the real form I could see, you could see, then there was no controversy, the spirit. But they cannot see. Therefore they say formless. If it is formless, then how the outer form comes up? How it can be? The tailor makes the coat because the man has got form. As the coat has got hands, so it is concluded that the man for whom the coat is made, he has got form. How you can say without form? The difficulty is that we can see the form of the coat, but we cannot see the form of the man. That is my defects in the eyes. Not that God is formless. God is not formless.
God is seen in the form of the saints.
Huh?
God is seen in the form of the saints.
That is another. That is secondary. But God has got form. That is the conclusion. But we cannot see with our present eyes. That is the sky. Adasya Krishna Namadi Nabhavin Grayam Indriyam. By your these blunt senses. The same thing. It's like I see you. What I see your body. You see me my body. And when the body is there and the soul is not there, then it is lump of matter. You kick it out and nobody will protest. If a dead body you smash with your legs and bones, nobody will say, why would you? But so long the soul is there, if somebody is smashed like that, immediately there will be protest. From all sides. Why are doing this? So the people have no knowledge about the real form. Therefore they say formless.
When the body changes, Srila Prabhupada, when our coat, size of the coat changes, because our body grows bigger, the size of the coat is bigger.
Yes. Bigger. That is spiritual form. It can become bigger, smaller, like that.
But the form is the same.
Body has been described as the dress. So the form of the dress cannot be there unless there is form of the person who puts on the dress. How can I deny? Because the dress has got form, the person who puts on the dress must have form. How can I deny this argument? You cannot say formless. It may be, you cannot see it. That is the word. But it must be form. An individual. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That Krishna said, Arjuna, you and me and all these persons who are here, they are existing like that. In the past they are now existing and they will exist in the same way. They are all an individual.
Krishna, can one say that Krishna is the form that presents itself of Godhead, which presents itself to man, and Bhagavan is the essential aspect?
Bhagavan, yes, in the original. It's like the sun. Sun sign is very big. And the sun glow is not so big, but which is important? The sun sign or the sun glow?
But it's the glow which reaches man, because...
Yeah, this is an example.
He can't retouch the glow because it's, it would be consumed.
That is another thing, the qualitative change. But it is, there are five elements, it is made of fire, that's all. And your body is made of earth. And that is the sun globe or the sun god, the body is made of fire, that's all. There are other planets also, the body is made of air, because you do not find more than these five elements. Earth, water, air, fire, sky. Gross and subtle, mind, intelligence and ego. So, subtle is aim, but gross, somewhere the fire is prominent, somewhere water is prominent, air is prominent, somewhere earth is prominent. So here, in this world, in this planet, the earth is prominent.
This distinction between permanent and eternal?
Prominent.
Oh, prominent. Uh-huh.
Earth is prominent.
Uh-huh. It's the prominent form in this material world.
In this earth, in this planet.
This planet.
Earth is the prominent form of the five elements.
Whole world, whole universe. They're made of these five elements.
What is the fifth element after earth, air, fire and water?
Ether.
Ether. How does ether distinguish?
The sky. Ether is presence of ether by sound.
How is ether distinct from air?
Ether you cannot feel touch, air you can feel touch.
But is ether a gross element as well?
Space.
Yes, space.
Ether space is ether.
So in that sense, it's a gross element.
Yeah. Ether is perceived by sound. Air is perceived by touch. Then fire, you can see by reason. And then next,
water.
You can taste. And the heart, you can smell. Five senses are there to appreciate these five kinds of elements. All right.
He's coming, he's out, he's a director, theater director, an artist. He wants to do a play now from the Srimad Bhagavatam. The story of Prahlad Maharaj.
Very good.
This is Carlos, this is Ali.
So our cultural group, India, formerly your country was part of India. And he belonged to the same culture. So far I understand, Iran means Aryan. The Aryan culture was practically all over the world. Aryan culture is based on God consciousness. So amongst the Aryans, there is some conception of religion, either Christian religion or Mahavedan religion, Buddhist religion, Vedic religion, based on conception of God. According to time, country, the ways of understanding may be little different, but the aim is God consciousness. That is Aryan civilization. So God is one. God cannot be two. So the features of God or angular vision of God may be different. So they have been summarized in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can come forward. One feature of God is impersonal. Just like the sun sign. Sun sign is spreading all over the universe. It is impersonal. But the quality of the sun sign is heat and light. Heat and light means energy. So, as in the material calculation, the heat and light is the cause of all creation. It's like at the present moment, there is not sufficient heat, therefore the trees have no leaves. And as soon as there will be little more heat, they will be all green. So you can take it that the creation of the foliage is due to the heat. Similarly, light. So heat and light is the cause of all this material creation. And heat and light is coming from its sun. Therefore he becomes the origin of creation, even in this material world. Similarly, there is another light. That is the original light. This is reflection. That is called Brahma Jyoti, spiritual light. So in this way, one conception of God is like that. Another conception of God is God is situated everywhere. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. Because God is situated within the universe, within the atom, therefore they are existing. It's like the Atma, a spirit soul, is situated in you, in me, and everyone. This is called Paramatma feature. And at the ultimate end, there is a person. God as person. The supreme person. The supreme being. A person like you and me, we are person, but he is almighty, all-powerful. This is the conception of absolute truth. God, Paramatma, and Brahma Jyoti. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabdati. This is the Sanskrit word. He is realized as Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Bhagavan is person. Paramatma is all-pervading, localized, situated, and Brahma means all-pervading. altogether gone. This is the idea. What is your idea of God? God is truth. What is forgetfulness of God? That is illusion. God is truth. Just like the sun is present all the time, 24 hours. But we say there is no sun at night. But that's not the fact. The fact is, the sun is there, I cannot see. That is illusion. Not that God is not there. God is there. As exactly the same thing. The sun is there at night. But I cannot see under certain conditions. That was the illusion. Our senses are imperfect. Therefore, sometimes we cannot understand or see God. If our senses are purified, then we can see God every moment. Well, what is your idea of God? No clear concept. The clear conception of God is that originally His person, just like the same example, the sun. We can see every day the sun. The sun is there always, but at night we cannot see. At night we cannot see. That does not mean the sun is not there. Huh?
Senses, sharpening the senses, have they gone sharpening our
senses? Senses are imperfect. It's like we are very proud of our eyes to see, but you cannot see what is beyond the wall. Therefore it is condition. You cannot see without light. But how you can be sure that your eyes perfectly seeing, that's not possible. Because the eyes can see under certain condition. So if it is conditioned, then it is not perfect. But the conditioned sight can be purified. Just like one is suffering from cataract. By surgical operation, the cataract can be removed and he can see. Similarly, our senses are imperfect. If we purify the senses, then it will be possible to see God 24 hours. That purification process is this Krishna consciousness movement.
On human beings, the only creations that can have Krishna consciousness.
Yes. Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. The cats and dogs cannot be trained up, but a human being can be trained. Especially the Aryans, they can. They're advanced.
More advanced than other people?
By birth, they're advanced. They've got intelligence. But Krishna consciousness, everyone can be purified. Even the non-Aryans. It is without any check. Ohituki apratihata. Apratihata means without any material check. It is not a disqualification that one is not an Aryan, therefore he cannot understand God. No. He can also be trained. Because it is spiritual, and we are all spiritual identities. So, it is not difficult. Even one who is not spiritual at the present moment, but by training, he can also become spiritual. It is not very highly intellectual. One has to understand, first of all, that he is not this body. That anyone can understand that I am changing my body, but I am there. Therefore, I am not this body. It's like a child's coat when he is young man,
that coat does not fit. So that young man means he has got another body. But the young man knows, he remembers, that he was a child. He was on the lap of his parents or his relative. So that body is no longer existing. I have got a different body. But I, who had the childhood body, I am existing. This is very difficult to understand. Any one of you? The body has changed. That's a fact. But I am the same. What is that?
Attachment to the body. Is it?
The attachment to the body is not bad. Just like you have got a nice car. So you have got attachment for it. But you must know that you are not the car. That everyone can, a child can understand. So because I have got attachment for something, it does not mean I am that thing. I have got attachment for so many things. That is natural. Anything I possess, I have got attachment. But that does not mean I am that thing. But here the mistake is that because we have got attachment for the body, I am identifying myself as the body. That is ignorance, illusion.
My egoism, very close to my body.
Yeah. Everyone says, I am. But the mistake is, he's thinking, I am this body. And that, when one is in knowledge, he understands that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. The I am is there. But I am is now falsely identified with this body. That has to be cured. Then spiritual knowledge.
When one is aware of that fact, that he is not the body.
As soon as he comes to knowledge.
But can one be egoistic and be spiritual at the same time? I mean, be proud of himself, not as a body, but proud of the state of his spirit.
Yeah. Now we are bodily busy, because I am identifying with this body. Therefore, my misunderstanding is there. But if I understand I am not this body, then my activities will be different. So first of all you have to understand that I am not this body. That is the beginning of spirituality. Try to understand that you are not this body. And what is the difficulty?
The difficulty is that I fear that if this body leaves me, I'll no longer be. That's the... Because it's difficult for me to imagine that when my brain doesn't work, I can't live. That I can live when my brain stops functioning. That's the difficulty.
Difficulty is not there, but we have to understand from teacher, just like there are many subjects of knowledge we do not understand in the beginning. But by hearing from the teacher, gradually we understand. So that teacher must be perfect in full knowledge, and then we can understand from him. So we accept Krishna, because he is God, he is perfect. So we receive knowledge from him. And that is Bhagavad Gita. So knowledge from Krishna or his pure servant, both of them are equal. They can give us that knowledge.
The relation.
Paramahamsa? Being those eyes. Krishna is the Supreme Being and he has got many expansions. So Vishnu is also expansion. Rama Vimutti Sukala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Avatara Vakarat Bhuvanesha Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapramana Jo Govindamadi Purusan Amahamaya. This is in the Veda, Brahma Samhita. Krishna Swayam Samabhavat. Krishna means the original. And he expands in so many forms. Ramadi Muttisu, Ram Nisimha, Varaha, Vishnu, Sankarsan, Balaram, so many, thousands. But the original person is Krishna. And therefore, I ask, what is the idea of God? I suppose you are a Mohammedan.
You gross up the Mohammedan.
So, what is the conception of God in Islam?
Even as Muhammad, I didn't have very good teaching. They gave me no concept of God.
Any one of you cannot explain. Oh, you are God?
I think it's the all-powerful one who's omnipotent, the same as in all religions. There is one God.
So, he is form. What is the form?
What is his form? He created the world.
That is his action. What is his form?
There's no form given for God,
no.
It's a spiritual thing.
The description must be there.
It's a human form.
That I'm asking, what is the form?
Well, the only thing he just says that he creates man after his own image. So.
That is the Christian idea.
Yeah.
The Islam is also the same idea.
He is projected as a great judge, really.
Yes, he must be the supreme judge, because he is supreme being. So, supreme judge means supreme knowledge.
Spiritual people don't judge.
Spiritual, they do not judge?
That's what I thought.
No, judgment is there everywhere. Unless there is judgment, how you can discriminate? This is spiritual, this is material. Judgment must be there. Or intelligent person. Otherwise, how we can distinguish? We are distinguishing every moment. This is good, this is bad, in the relative world. So there is judgment. So God, the supreme judge. So as soon as there is question of judgment, then what is our position? There must be good and bad. So that if we have lived a very nice, good life, then by the judgment of God, we get better position. And if we have not done so, then we get degraded position. Therefore, for human being, it is very sanguine to understand how we are going to be judged by the good thing. So if we are following the rules and regulations given by God, then the judgment will be better. And if we are not following the laws, the judgment will not be in favor. This is natural to conclude. Then we have to judge what is sin, what is piety, how to be pious, how one becomes sinful, so many things.
Do the laws of nature also make distinction from
laws of nature means laws of God. It is executed through the machine of nature.
And that machine also makes distinction, doesn't it?
No.
No judgment?
The machine is like I push certain button, it acts in a certain way. I push another button, it acts in another way. There's a computer machine, it's a very complicated machine, but it does not act automatically. One man who knows, he puts the button and he acts.
The laws of nature are the laws of God. And how is it that sometimes they're even crueler than actions, they are more violent than the actions which ordinary men do, than that of the tyrant or the murderer?
God's rules are perfect, and it is being perfectly done. So sometimes we misunderstand.
And how do we take the meaning of earthquakes and natural disasters which could destroy the lives of pure people as well as impure people?
Every life is pure. The body is pure and impure. So anyway, after destruction, the life is not destroyed. Na hannate hannamane sharire. The destruction of body does not mean that the soul is destroyed. No. He gets another body. One body is destroyed and he transmigrates to another body. And so for your question about the earthquake, so suppose they explain crash. There are many good men, bad men. So everyone is crashed. But the good man gets a good body again, the bad man gets a bad body.
A good man gets a better body a better body or a good body?
Good, better or worst, bad, according to his karma. It's like your shot you throw away on account of being old. Now you have to purchase another. But there are many varieties of shot core. As you pay for it, you get. If you can pay a nice price, you get silk shot core. But if you cannot, you get ordinary cotton or jute. So your body will be according to your karma or what. Why the other boy went there?
They said they had to go.
So this thing has to be learned first, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I am changing my body and this is bothering. So if there is any way to stop this changing, that is required. That is possible to be done in this human form of life.
Is there any chance to understand the absolute thinking?
Yes, this is a chance, human body. If you want to know, you can know. Here is the chance.
Is there a way of knowing that the body you inhabited before was of an inferior quality than the one you are inhabiting now?
Inferior quality? Just like cats and dogs. That is inferior quality.
Yeah, is there a way of knowing whether you're on the way up or you're falling?
Yes. It's like you infect some disease, then it is sure that you are going to grow that disease. And if you don't infect, then you don't grow that disease. Do you know this? Infection. Disease, infection. So if you don't infect a certain disease, then you don't grow it. And if you infect, therefore you must know, or you must know the rules and regulations, how you can save yourself from infection. If you are ignorant and if you infect some disease, epidemic, then you have to suffer. If you remain disinfected, then you don't get inferior body, you get superior body in other planets, or you can go back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore I said that this Krishna consciousness movement is for purification, so that you may not get infected by the material modes. Therefore we advise our students four regulative principles: no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Plus, chanting the holy name of God. Then you remain immune from the infection. And that will feel practically also, if you adopt the means. Now it is up to us to decide whether I shall continue the life of infection or I shall remain immune from all infection. That is your decision. Better we should remain immune from all kinds of infection, and that is Krishna consciousness. Sagunan samutitva, you can't find out this verse. Mancha dari charini bhakti yogi naja sevate. Sagunan samutitva idan brahma bhuvayo kalpate.
Mancha yogi adicharina bhakti yogi na sevate. Sagunan samutitva idan brahma bhuvayo kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at one transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. This verse is a reply to Arjuna's third question, what is the means of attaining to the transcendental position?
So everything is explained. One has to learn it very carefully.
When one is returned to the Godhead, what is the nature of the relationship?
Servant. God is supreme. We are all subordinate. God is maintaining us, just like father maintains. It is the duty of the son to be obedient to the father, to act according to his order. Then everything is perfect. At the present moment, on account of this bodily concept of life, everyone of us thinking nationality and duty of nation, duty of the community, duty of the family, so many duties. But actually, we being spiritual, our only duty is to serve God. We are serving, everyone is serving. That is our constitution, position, to serve. But at the present moment, we are serving Maya, illusion. And we have to be trained up to serve the Supreme Being. Then our life is better. Present moment, although there are many religious systems, they have no clear conception of God. Although religion means to approach God, there is no religion throughout the whole world which is not connected with the word God. So religion means to understand God. But if we have no clear conception of God, then the religion is defective. We admit it or not. Religion means to understand God or God's laws. That is religion. But if we do not understand what is God, then the religion is also defective. So for our position is, we are approaching directly God through His agent, and our conception of God is there in the temple worship, or our working for God. But we have got no vague idea of God. We have got complete idea of Krishna.
But what is Krishna consciousness outlook on another world religion?
They have got simply an idea that there is God. But what is that God? They have no clear mind. Just like I asked, what is the conception of God in Islam? He could not give us. He simply described some of his activities.
That's true.
Yes.
You know, all the religions that have been taught to me have not given me a clear view of God, clear concept, or they didn't seem to learn themselves.
The concept is there, as you told me. God has made human being after His own image. Then we can get the idea that God is a person, like a human being. He has got two hands, two legs, one head, after his image we have been. Now if we study ourselves and increase that quality, it's like I am, I can eat a certain amount of foodstuff, but God can also eat, but He can eat the whole universe. The eating is there, but the difference of eating is there also. I can create one aeroplane, but God has created very, very big airplanes like these planets, and they are floating in the sky without any power crisis. That is God's creation. Here we are floating the airplane or running the car with the power, petrol, given by God. You cannot manufacture petrol. Just like in your country there is enough stock of petrol. But you have not created it. Who has created it? Your creative power is to drill and get this stone. So much creative power you have. But you cannot create petrol. Then the Americans should not have come here to beg petrol. That is the difference. You can create something by the ingredients given by God. You can create this table because wood is given by God. The instrument is given by God. And the intelligence given by God. The hand is given by God. See, in this way you create the table, then whose property it will be? Your property or God's property? Whose property? If I give you wood, instrument, your salary, and you create something, ultimately the thing created, to whom it should belong? To you or to me?
To you.
Yes. Therefore, everything belongs to God. The petrol belongs to God. The land belongs to God. We also belong to God. But because you have forgotten God, there is crisis. Therefore, if you want peace, then you must accept here this principle that everything belongs to God. That is Vedic information. Isavasya nigam satmam, Isopanishad. You have read our Isopanishad?
I have read some.
Here it is. Isavasya nigam satmam. Read that verse.
Isavasya nigam satmam yat kincha jivat yam jivat tena chaktena punjitaha Mahaguridaha Kasya Svidanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota, and one must not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong.
Purport. This is samadhi of God consciousness. Aapke dasa.
And Acharya
Swetakirti
Brahmachari.
His name is Acharya Swetakirti Brahmachari.
Swetakirti Brahmachari.
Swetakirti Brahmachari. Sutta
Ketu.
Sweta.
Sweta. You have got a branch here?
I have been here for about 3 months.
Oh.
To give the practices and the sound of the people here.
So you follow Vedic principle?
We follow Tantric principle.
Tantric. Tantra, there are two kinds of Tantra. Sattva, Sattva, Rajasya, anything. So your activities on the material platform or spiritual?
It's actually motive is objective is Atma Mukhatam Vigati Tarachi. Atma Mukhatam Vigati Tarachi.
Atma
Mukhatam Vigati Tarachi. Meaning self realization and selfless service to humanity. So that's the principle. It's the objective of Anandamayaka philosophy. So this subjective approach to objective adjustment, both side by side.
What is that Ananda?
Ananda means bliss. Ananda means bliss. Infinite happiness.
Infinite. But what is the platform of that Ananda? Material or spiritual?
So Ananda is very much a spiritual aspect.
But if somebody wants to derive Ananda by sense pleasure, is that spiritual?
All practices has
Tantra means they want to derive pleasure through the senses. Is that spiritual?
Our Gurudev has said that not only do we do Vidya Tantra, but both the tantric practices are Vidya and Vidya has to be practiced. So one has to go beyond. One has to go beyond.
Yeah, that is spiritual.
After Vidya and Avidya, we have to be beyond that stage. So our Gurudev teaches both the practices. When the time is proper, he says he will also teach Avidya Tantra. Avidya Tantra.
Avidya.
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 Late and avoid. It may be avoid.
Late?
The one which is recognized and the one which is not recognized by the society. That is the Dakshin Tantra and Vamana Tantra.
Society recognizes the sense gratification, whether it is vidheya or avidheya. Bhagavad Gita says, sukham aptam tingam jattat otindriya grahyam. The bliss which is supreme, that is to be appreciated by otindriya. Otindriya means beyond the senses. So those are indulging in senses. The tantra indulges in senses. So is that spiritual? That is not spiritual. That is material.
You have to use material, all the potential.
No, otindriya. You haven't got to use this material senses. It is completely spiritual. It's like at the present moment, on account of being covered by the matter, I am using the senses covered by matter. It has to be uncovered. Then the pure senses will come. So that uncovering means negation. If anyone wants to enjoy spiritual senses, then he has to control these material senses. That is the yoga system. Yoga Indriya Samyam. By yoga practice, one controls the material senses. And when the yoga is complete, then the activities of the spiritual senses begins. That like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma. Brahma Bhuta means the material sense gratification stopped. That is Brahma Bhuta. Prasannatma, nasochati naka, samas sarvesu, madbhakti labhati para. So after the activities of the material senses stopped, then the spiritual senses begins to work. So when from that spiritual senses we derive bliss, That is wanted. That is real ananda. Enjoy the spiritual senses, one has to not only stop but undergo tapasya, tapodibbam. Just like a man is diseased, he wants to eat, but due to the disease he cannot eat. So first of all, you have to cure the disease, then your eating will be a pleasure. And if you want to eat in the diseased condition, then the taste will not be proper, you cannot eat. A man suffering from jaundice, if you give him sugar candy, he'll taste it bitter. The same man, when he's cured, he'll taste the sugar candy as very sweet. Tapodibbam jina putraka suddheta satta. You have to purify your existence by tapasya. And tapasya means stop material sense gratification. So, you have translated in Parsi. So, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita. What is the position of Krishna that you have mentioned?
I have to listen to you, sir.
Why? You shall listen to me. The Bhagavad Gita is there. Yes. Actually, without listening, so many big men, they have committed mistake about Bhagavad Gita. Even Gandhi, he says that I do not believe that there was a person, Krishna, ever living. You see, what to speak of others. Without listening from the right source, even a personality like Gandhi will commit mistakes. What to speak of others. Similarly, Dr. Radha Krishna has committed so many mistakes. So, big scholars, they're trying to study Bhagavad Gita, but they cannot understand. Therefore, Krishna says, Tadvidhi pranipatena paritasnena sevaya. You first prepare yourself to surrender, pranipat. Pranipat prakishta rupena nipat. Without any reservation, surrender. Pranipatena, by the surrendering process. And pariprasnena, by inquiring from the authority, because it is not very easy to understand Krishna. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaya. Out of many million persons, one trying to understand, one trying to become perfect, siddhaya. Siddhi means perfection. So, jatatamati siddhana. Those have attained siddhi, perfection. Out of many such siddhas, kaschid maam vyakti tattva. Maybe one man can understand me. The first of all to become siddha, then after becoming siddha, one may understand Krishna, or may not. Actually, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. But you can understand Krishna if you adopt this process. Pranipatena, pariprasvena, sevaya. Three things. You have to go to a person where you can surrender. Not to a bogus person. Or one who is not competent to accept your surrender, then you make question. The Krishna says like this, what is the meaning of this? Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati. And sevaya. Three things require. First of all surrender, then question, and seva. You cannot question by challenging. You have to render service and surrender. Between the two, pranipata and seva, there is paripusa. Then you will understand. Upadakshanti tad jnanam, jnanina tattadarshi. Tattadarshi, one who has seen the truth, he can enlighten you. This is the process. Otherwise, even Gandhi, Dr. Radhakrishna, Vivekananda, all they have committed mistake. Aurobindo. Aurobindo has understood little to some extent, but not fully. But if we are fortunate enough, then we can understand Krishna very easily. What is that? Krishna says, matta parataram nanyat kinchi jasti dhananjaya. My dear Dhananjaya, Arjuna, there is no more superior truth than me. So if we accept that, either you say blindly or conscientiously, then that is perfect. Krishna says, Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan mahang prabhadat. After many, many births of philosophical speculation, when one actually becomes wise, jnani, jnanavan, full of knowledge, then the result is mahang prabhadate, he surrenders. Why? Surrender. The Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he understands that Krishna is everything. Sa Mahatma Sudullava. Sat Mahatma is very rare. That we are discussing, that there are so many religious systems in the world, but hardly they have got any clear conception of God. I have asked so many gentlemen belonging to different types of religion, what is the clear conception of God? So, may I ask you also, what is the clear conception of God?
I prefer to listen to you.
But we are speaking the same thing, Bhagavad Gita. We are not manufacturing anything. Clear conception of God you can take from Arjuna. Arjuna associated with Krishna personally. What he says about Krishna and what he understands about God. Let you read from the 10th chapter. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhava purusham shastatam vibham.
Arjuna said, you are the supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original. You are the unborn and the all-pervading beauty. All the great sages, such as Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyasa, proclaim this of you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me. O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Neither the gods nor the demons, O Lord, know thy personality.
Now, here is Arjuna's understanding. I accept you in total. Now, some rascals are proclaiming that all the Bhagavad Gitas, they are, most of them are interpolation. But Arjuna says, I accept everything what you have said. From whom you will accept? Arjuna? Or some rascal who is speaking that there are so many interpolations, they can be rejected. Whom you will accept as authority? Arjuna said, that I accept whatever you have said in total. And if you accept Arjuna, because he has heard from Krishna, then you accept Krishna or you understand Krishna?
Sir, I think the question you put, the clear concept of Krishna, God, the God for me is not a conceptual thing that cannot be subject of concept, and to understand God, you have to identify yourself with the truth, and otherwise it's not the way to.
No, if you accept Krishna as the teacher, authority, just like Arjuna accepted, Arjuna said, Shishasti ham sadhiman prapannam. Now I accept you as my teacher. Shishya. Shishya means disciple. Shishasti aham. I'm you now, disciple. Don't accept me as your friend. Friend to friend talk, it is not very serious. So when one is accepted as his master, then you have to accept his statement. There is no question of argument. That is the relationship between guru and disciple. Therefore, the process is, before accepting a person as guru, one must study his position. And guru also, before accepting a disciple, must study his position. In this way, the relationship between guru and disciple is established. Now, Arjuna is a friend of Krishna, so he has studied Krishna, and therefore he submits, say, Arjuna, Krishna, although we are friends, and now I accept you as my spiritual master. Shishasriham sadhiman prabhunnam. I am now surrendered. Surrender means, as I accept you as my teacher, I will not argue. So first of all, this is required, that before accepting somebody as teacher, one must be convinced that the person whom I am going to accept as teacher is perfect. Then the knowledge will be raised. If we approach a perfect person and submissively hear from him, then the knowledge is perfect. So Krishna is accepted as the supreme authority, as Arjuna quoted. What is that?
Ahustvam Rishayav Sarve.
Ahustvam Rishayav Sarve. All the rishis, great saintly persons, they have accepted you. And some of them are named Asita Devala Vyasa. They are very great authority rishis. Vyasa Dev, who has compiled the whole Vedic literature. Narada, the spiritual master of Vyasa Dev. Similarly, Asita Devala, very, very big, big stalwart. They have accepted. So, apart from all these rishis, recently, within, say, 1,000 years, great acharyas, just like Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya, they have all accepted Krishna as the Supreme. And India's Vedic culture is practically dependent on these acharyas. So, we are followers of this acharya. So, we accept following the footsteps of the acharya. Acharyavan purusha veda. One who has acharya, guidance. Just like if anyone is going to be doctor of philosophy, he is guided by three acharyas. That is system in India, I think, the same here. Is it not? Anyone who is going to present some thesis, he is guided by three experienced professors. Is it not?
Yes.
That is acharya. So, acharyavan purusharira. Without following the acharya, if we simply theorize, that is not good. Just like the same example, if you want to put some thesis, the university regulation is that he must be guided by 3 experienced professors. You cannot simply put forward your thesis without being guided by the experienced professors. That thesis will not be accepted. Similarly, here Arjuna directly hears from Krishna. So he says that you are Parabrahma. Now I understand. Now people may say that you are accepting Parabrahma, where is your authority? Your friend, you can say Parabrahma or anything out of love. That is not final. Therefore he quotes, Avastam Rishayo Sarve. All the big, big rishis, they have accepted you. Swayam Chaisa, Brahmi Singh, and you, the Supreme Person, you are also speaking to me. And so far I am concerned, I realize now that you are the Supreme Lord, Parabrahma. If we follow Arjuna, then there is no difficulty. Accept Krishna as Parabrahma. Arjuna has heard it from Krishna directly. This is the problem. Now Krishna says that I accept your statement in total. What is that language?
Sarvametam
ditang manne jagvadasi kesa. My dear Kesav, Kesav the another name of Krishna. Whatever you have said, I accept them 100%. Sarvametam ritam. Ritam means fact, truth. This is understanding. So if we accept in that way, then our knowledge is perfect. And if we accept in a different way, just like Gandhi says, that I do not believe that Krishna ever lived, you see. He does not believe in the acharyas. All the acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they have written big, big comment on Bhagavad Gita. Even Shankaracharya. He does not believe anyone. He believes himself. That kind of belief he will not have. And our process is, because Krishna has been accepted by all the acharyas, all the great sages, Arjuna has accepted, we accept. We have no difficulty. I am child. I ask my father, what is this, my father? The father says, my dear child, it is called coconut. Then if I distribute this knowledge, this is called coconut, then my knowledge is perfect. I may not be perfect, but because I have heard it from my father, who is perfect, about the knowledge of this fruit, so I have taken that word from my father and I am preaching, this is coconut, and this is perfect. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is like that. We are simply repeating the perfect statement of our predecessor. Yes. So there is no difficulty. We haven't got to write theses on Krishna. The perfect knowledge is already there and supported by the acharyas, and we are simply submitting that this is Krishna, this is God. That all over the world we are placing this statement that here is Bhagavad Gita, Krishna spoke, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is like this,
He is the origin and source of everything. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, I am the origin of everything. And Krishna also says, after many, many births, one comes to this understanding that Vasudeva Sarvasya, Vasudeva is everything. Krishna says, I am everything. And when one understands that Krishna is everything, sa mahatma sudurlava, that mahatma is very there. So my point is that simply submitting the same statement as the great saintly person, acharyas, have accepted, we are getting the result very nice, instead of theorizing in my own way, although it is not very difficult. Krishna says that you always think of me, manmana bhavamad bhakva. We are teaching people the same way, that you always think of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. That is thinking of Krishna. And that is being effective. We are getting good results all over the world. Anyone who is thinking of Krishna, he is becoming Krishna conscious, fully convinced, dedicating his life for Krishna. Nobody can change him. Now, any of my students, ask them to change his position from Krishna consciousness to something else, I don't think they will agree. They are not fools. They are all qualified, educated. They are far more convinced about Krishna consciousness. And all of them will explain how they are convinced. If you ask them, any one of them will explain. They are not blindly accepted. But this is the process. That if you accept the pure path as accepted by the authorities, then it will be effective. Svayameva, that is the Vedic principle. Svayameva Spurattala. Spiritual realization is revealed. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Buddhi yogam dadamita jena mam apajantite. See, if we adopt the right principle, then other things will automatically come and help us. And the process is very simple. If we accept it, manmana bhavamad bhakta, find this verse.
Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji mam namaskuru mami vaishasi yuktvaivam atmanam yat matparayanaha. Engage your mind. Always in thinking of me, offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
It's simple, Paramahansa. Anyone can think of Krishna always. Anyone can offer obeisances. Bhavamat bhakta. Anyone can serve Krishna. Krishna is open to everyone. So, four principles. Manvana, bhavamat bhakta, madhyaji, manga namaskar. Even a child can do that. And by doing these four things, he becomes perfect. And the other verse, Mani Partha Vapas Sritya Jepishu Papa Jono Priyavisha Tathasu Vyas Peti Janti Panani. It is open for everyone. Mani Partha Vapas Sritya Jepishu Papa Jono. Even born in low-grade family, it doesn't matter. If we accept these four principles, te vijanti parangati, they also become transferred to the Supreme Lord. And Krishna is not meant for any particular type of man or nation or country. No. Krishna said, find out this verse, sarvajoni sukantiya sambhavanti murtaya.
Sarva yoni shukunteya murtayak sambhavandiya tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija pradakpita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father.
Right. He is the father of all species of life. Origin. Actually, every one of us, we are part and parcel of Krishna. So Krishna is not for a particular person, but everyone. Yes? Now, what is that form?
It's the purest light. It's the magnificent light.
Now, if you have realized God, you must know what is His form. You must explain.
The energy of life does take the form of earth energy. It is the creator of form.
But He has a form.
He has all the form. And the purest form, the most beautiful form, has shown itself to me inside of me, is the light and is the music. I cannot name it Krishna. I do not believe in name.
Do you know what is the meaning of Krishna?
I believe Krishna was one form of God. He said something about extension of Krishna.
Krishna means the all-attractive. As you say that God is so beautiful, so that is, in other words, all-attractive. So if you have realized God, then you have become perfect.
No.
No?
Whenever I realize I receive it through my mind, I'm not. But if I meditate and surrender, then there is no distance between me and God. I emerge God, and I become one with God. And that's the only time I can call others into meditation. And that's the only time I experience this life. And I cannot talk about it as me and God, because it was the same as God. Because I became one with God, and there was no distance really.
And you are God?
I am not God. And if I truly experience this God truly all time.
You say that you are God one, and again you say that you are.
I meditate when I become surrendered to God. And I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to take this distance away.
That means when you surrender to God, then you become God.
Yes.
That you are surrendered to God, and He is the person to be surrendered. There are two gods. Why not? You say, I surrender to God.
I said, when I surrender to God.
Yeah, that means God is different from you. Otherwise, how you can surrender?
Right. When I'm out in the world, when my mind is working, then separate from God. I have made myself separate from God by the senses, by my mind, thinking. But then when I put
then you have to accept that you are one and different from God simultaneously. That is the conclusion. That you say sometimes that you are one, at the same time you say different. Therefore the philosophy comes to this point that you are simultaneously one and different from God.
The whole thing is that the God is inside of me.
Yes.
For me to realize it, to become one with it, to realize it, not to be away from it.
We realize. You are different to realize. You say the God is within you, therefore God is different from you, but He is within you. You require to realize, therefore you are different from God. Otherwise there is no question of realization.
What I have experienced, I believe it's my home. I believe it's where I've come from. Because it is beyond whatever I have experienced in this worldly life. And so I see that I have a different shape. I have a body and I have a mind which distracts me from my true nature, which is God, which is godly, which is beautiful, which is light. But when I surrender myself, I become one with it again. I go back home. It is like taking a trip, you know. And you always want to go back home. But you take a trip because there is this one thing to go back home. And it's very beautiful.
Mm.
And this body is like a trip, you know. Taking a body of human being is like a trip. You want to go back home. And you realize it. And you try.
Mm. That I can understand that sometimes
you realize that you are one, and sometimes you realize that you are different. That means simultaneously you are one and different from God. This is the conclusion. Achinta Vedare. This is the philosophy. Achinta, inconceivable, one and different. One because we are one in quality and different in quantity. And that is our position. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam. The Vedic information is like that he is the supreme being amongst all beings. He is also being, we are also being, but he is the supreme being. So as being we are one, but as supreme and subordinate we are different. This is the conclusion. As being, living being, we are one. That is not very difficult. Just like in your country, the king, the Shah, he is also a being, and you are also a being, but he is the supreme being in this country. Although as human being you are equal, but so far his power, his position is concerned, he is different. Similarly, as being, we are one with God. But so far the power and position is concerned, he is too big, the great, we are suffering. This is our question. That is the right conclusion.
Is that really the right conclusion?
Yes, this is the right conclusion. That God is also supreme being, and we are also being. So as being, we are one. But as supreme, he is different. That is the right one. You are not supreme being. You are being controlled by the supreme being. You cannot say that you are independent. Therefore you are not supreme. You are dependent on him. Eko hi jasya vidadhati kama. Bahuram vidadhati kama. He maintains. Just like this coconut, God has given us this coconut fruit to enjoy or to live upon it. But I cannot create this coconut. It is not possible. Therefore, for my maintenance, he has sent this coconut. He is maintainer. I am maintained. Although he is being, I am also being. He is maintainer being, I am maintained being. This is the right conclusion. No scientist, he can talk so many things about this coconut, but unfortunately he cannot manufacture this coconut. That is not possible. He can manufacture something subordinate, chairs, table, and not this coconut. Not possible.
Some scientist manufactures this coconut.
Why is that school scientist?
Some scientist manufactured this.
Someday? Where? Where?
No, I'm assuming.
Assuming?
One day he manufactures that. Then what? All this theory is wrong?
We say he cannot.
No, that is now, today. When we also said we can't.
Now that you can say today or tomorrow, but we know in the history nobody has manufactured in the past, and nobody is manufacturing in the present. How can I believe in the future?
I think many things that were not done in the past are
no.
Done today.
In the past there was winter season. In the present there is winter season. Therefore I can say next January will be winter season. That is nice. But if it is not happened in the past or present, how you can say? That proposition is not accepted. In the past there was birth, death, old age and disease. In the present, there is birth, death, old age and disease. And in the future, there will be birth, death and old age and disease. This conclusion is all right. So in the past there was birth, death, old age and disease. At the present there is birth, death and old age disease. How you can say in the future there will be no birth, no death, no death? That proposal is not very sound.
Yes,
You can say whimsically, that is another thing, but factually it is not possible.
According to the Bhakti Yoga, a person starting at least in the elementary way of Bhakti Yoga, in the elementary way, if he starts in the
what is that elementary way?
Half-heartedly.
No, what is that process elementary?
In the Dvaita way, not in the Advaita way, assuming that he is different and I am different. That is the elementary way of starting worship.
Yes, that is always. Why elementary?
He is proceeding ahead.
No, proceeding ahead means supposing Bhakti Yoga.
Bhakti Yoga, first of all, try to understand what is Bhakti Yoga.
It's very easy.
No.
To read.
Explain what is Bhakti Yoga.
No, but what we have understood from the chapters only.
So, what is that? What you have understood?
Just surrender yourself first.
Yes.
And then depend upon one God or one deity in whom you have a sort of immense belief or confidence.
No, you cannot create God. God is one, already there.
No, but then I can create in the form of Rama as one.
That is not creation.
No, not creation. But I can have my own concentration in the Rama Murti.
That's all right.
Instead of Krishna Murti.
That's all.
That way.
That's
all. So that way, Ishtadevatas, you see.
Yeah.
So, supposing I start simply chanting the Namaswara.
Rama.
Rama or Krishna.
Yeah. That you are chanting.
Name, any divine name.
That's nice.
You see? And then, why is it we are again getting breaks now and then and we trace back our steps?
No, you can, if you are following rigidly, there will be no break.
Rigidity, again, what is rigid? Even the rigidity.
No, you said that you begin chanting Rama.
Yeah.
You follow it?
Yes, but then there are breaks.
Why break? If you are serious...
I don't get
no, no. If you are serious, there will be no break.
Serious?
Then you are not serious.
No. It's not the question. Excuse me, Guruji. I am not able to explain to you properly.
Then hear me. That if you chant Rama, then gradually you will get attachment for Rama.
Yeah.
Then how you can give it up?
That is what I am lacking.
That means that you haven't got the attachment. Your procedure has been failure.
But sir, what is lacking?
Lacking, there are so many things. But one who is actually chanting Rama, the result will be, he'll get attachment. That is the process. Adho sadhra, tato sadhu sangha, ato bhajana kriya, tato anarthani vitti syat, tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tata shakti, tato bhava. This will increase. It's like if you have gone to school, you have learned, began to learn it, then your learning will increase. And one day you come to the stage of passing any examination. And if it fails, that means you did not go to school very seriously. Otherwise, the general process is you make progress and come to the standard of passing M.A. examination. That if you have gone to school and you have not followed the rules and regulations, you have not attended the teacher, the lessons, then you failure. That I am saying. That there is not very seriously taken. That I am going to school, I must learn it. If one is serious, then that is recommended. Usaha, dhajyat, nishtayat, tattat karma pravartanat, satu vitti, sadhu sangye, sarabhi, bhakti, prasiddhati. These are the process. First of all, the first process is usaha, enthusiasm. I must advance in spiritual life. That is it. And if you are failing enthusiasm, then in the beginning it is failure.
No, but then our attention is towards
that. No, there is no attention. You have failed. That is the proof that you have no attention.
Yeah, but then God should help us to keep us...
God is always helping, but if you do not accept it, God says, Sarvadhanman parityajyamami kansaranangoja. You give up all other engagement and take my shelter. But you are not doing that. That is your fault. So it cannot be failure unless you are negligent. You have no usaha. This is the process. Usaha, dajja, nishchaya, tattvat karma pravartana, chatu vritti. Now these boys are advancing. They have got enthusiasm. Yes. We must make progress in Krishna consciousness. We have given them everything. They are young men. Every young man has to satisfy senses in so many ways. But no. They are so enthusiastic about that. For understanding Krishna consciousness, they have given up everything. They are Europeans, Americans. They have got so many allurements. But I have told them that you must give up illicit sex, they have given up. You must give up mis-eating, they have given up. You must give up intoxication after drinking tea and cigarette. And they have given up, these young men. So they are usaha. There is enthusiasm. Yes, we must do it. That is what they, not theoretically, on the armchair devotional service. That will not be successful. Armchair theory will not help you. It must be practical. And there must be enthusiasm. Then it will be successful. You are sitting in the same position and you are thinking that you are making progress. That will fail. You have to come out with enthusiasm. Then it will succeed. That is the point. Chirang vichinnam. There is a verse. Athapi te deva padambu jaddayam prasadali sanu grihita evahi janati tattam nachanna ekopi chirang vichinnam. If you simply speculate, it will never help you. You have to receive the favor of the Supreme Lord by your enthusiasm. Then it will succeed. Simply theorizing, speculation will not. And therefore it is said, chirang vichinna. You can go on speculating for millions and millions of years. It will never succeed. Chirang. Chirang means perpetual. That will not help. This is the process. Adu Shraddha, by Shraddha, well, there is God consciousness, very nice. Let us come and see what they are doing. This is called Shraddha, faith, little faith. Then in order to increase that faith, you have to associate with the persons who are executing devotional faith. That is called Sadhu Sangha. The devotees are called sadhu. Therefore we are opening centers. Why? To give chance people to make association with the devotees. Sadhu Sangha. And then Sadhu Sangha, after Sadhu Sangha, one who has properly made Sadhu Sangha, the next stage is Bhajana Kriya. Now how they are executing devotional service. Then Anartha Nivittishya. Then this anartha, anartha means unwanted things, just like illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, these are unwanted things. It is not necessary. People have learned them by bad association. Huh? When one has got his wife, why he should indulge in illicit sex? This is simple. When we have got so many things to eat, why shall I go to kill an animal, eat it? So these are anartha. Anartha means without any meaning. So these things become vanquished. If one is actually engaged in devotional service, the first symptom will be that he is not interested in things which are unwanted, artificial. These are the stages. Then nishtha. Nishtha means firm conviction. Then ruchi, test. Then asakti, attachment. Then bhava. Then prema. So, as if student is serious, he gets promotion. The next higher class, higher class, higher class, higher. Gradually to the MA class. That is natural. But if in the beginning he is not serious, no enthusiasm, then what is the reason that he will be promoted to the higher section. That is not possible.
But there are breaks.
Breaks means he is not serious.
No, but there may be so many other things over which he has...
Other thing, that is anartha. If you are really enthusiastic, these anarthas will be vanquished automatically. Param dishtani vartate. They are all Europeans, Americans, they are from the childhood, accustomed to meat eating. How they have given up? Param dishtani vartate. They have got better things to eat, they have given up meat eating. So, the rules and regulations are there. If we follow them strictly, then everything one after another will come. The stages.
Then it is not necessary that one should join the Krishna conscious movement for that type of bhakti.
Okay, you cannot understand. I said sadhu sangha.
That's all.
That is, Krishna consciousness movement should be associated. Otherwise, how you can understand Krishna?
But this is not the only association where one can go in for.
This is the only association for understanding Krishna throughout the whole world.
But can you prove that?
Yes. Find out another association like this.
No, but then...
Then you find out another association like this.
No, association may not be as pompous as this association is.
Therefore, there is no second.
No.
Now you say that the association may be as pompous. That means there is another
association. Pompous is different from the real purpose.
Then I do not know what is your real purpose. You say that may not be, that may be. Now again you say...
No, Guruji, you yourself have quoted the acharyas.
The one who is following the acharyas...
Were they not Krishna conscious?
Yes. They say, therefore I am giving that proof.
So that means those matas also are Krishna conscious.
Oh yes.
We can join them also.
Oh yes. That is Krishna conscious.
I thought Krishna conscious only for this...
No. Any association which is Krishna conscious, you can join. No. So Krishna is never...
Krishna is
never not living. He is living. Otherwise, how can be Krishna? But if you do not know whether he is living or not living, that is your lack of knowledge. Now, first of all, settle up this one question. The Krishna is always living. And if you do not know whether Krishna is living or not living, then your knowledge is imperfect. Therefore, your knowledge will not be accepted because you are imperfect. That is the point.
When we speak of Bhagavad Gita, do we...
You cannot say Krishna is living and that doesn't matter. No, it matters.
It matters?
Yes, because Krishna is living, but you do not know.
Okay.
Therefore, your knowledge is imperfect.
Taking for granted, that is the basis. Does this movement believe in Krishna or Bhagavata or Krishna who preached Bhagavad Gita? Only this much or that much? Krishna or Bhagavata?
But you cannot say that Krishna or Bhagavata, Krishna is described in the Bhagavata, should be rejected and Krishna in Bhagavad Gita should be accepted. You cannot say that.
No, just I want you to separate them together.
Why?
Some people take Krishna or Bhagavad Gita. So far as Bhagavad Gita was preached by a philosopher like Krishna, all other things are not so pertinent. But when people associate Krishna with Bhagavata, Krishna of Mahabharata, and Krishna of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita being a part of Bharata, if they take together, there's a lot of confusion.
Krishna of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Bhagavad, and Krishna Mahabharata, the same.
Thank you. I know a little about that. But still, if we take Krishna Bhagavata and if you want to say, explain all the things that had happened connected with Krishna, it would be very difficult to explain the same thing with Krishna Bhagavad Gita.
Therefore, we say that first of all, you understand Krishna of Bhagavad Gita. That is the ABCD of Krishna. Then you go to Bhagavata.
I feel, if I am not wrong, I feel That's what others have done, that is Mahatma Gandhi, Radhakrishna, etc., etc. They have thought that Krishna, Bhagavad Gita is very much important for us. Mm-hmm. Whether he was living or whether he did not live or anything was written in the name of Krishna, that's quite impertinent. We want to have the philosophy of Krishna as enunciated in Bhagavad Gita. Mm-hmm. It's just enough to tell others who are in need of it.
That's all right, but if you do not believe in that person, how do you understand his philosophy?
That's where, I think, I may be wrong, please correct me if I go wrong, that's where people have taken two to three steps, as my friend has told, first Advaita. He wanted to have two.
No, why Advaita Dvaita? First of all, you take the preliminary things that you are accepting the philosophy of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, but you have no knowledge of the person who has spoken Bhagavad Gita. Then what is your understanding? He do not understand the person who has spoken the Bhagavad Gita. Then what is the meaning of your understanding Bhagavad Gita?
We have to try
another thing.
We have to understand it.
You have to understand it. First of all, you have to understand Krishna, the person who is speaking.
Oh, you mean Krishna, the person you must understand, then Krishna, Bhagavad Gita you must understand.
Yes.
That
is the way. You read any book, you learn first of all about the author, his life, his everything.
Oh, sometimes we need not.
It is needed. It is needed. No, that is the way. That is the way. You read any book, you try to understand, to know something about the author. That is natural.
When he rips up Kaivalyam, Mahatma Gamaparta, that's enough. Just you start out. Then when we say, Mamekam Sharam Rajar, again you will go to him. But we need not.
That is needed. That is needed. That is needed. If you do not understand what is Krishna, when Krishna says, Mam ekam saranam bhaja, I will accept it.
But not as Krishna Bhagavata. We need not know anything about him.
This is not very good theory. You do not know anything about him and you surrender to him. What is this?
We may have our own idea about him.
No, we don't accept that. If we surrender, we must know him, first of all, what he is. Then we surrender. We are not blind. You tell me, you surrender unto me. Shall I do that? Why shall I do it?
But?
No, but. First of all, answer this. If I do not know anything about you, and you demand from me, you surrender, shall I do it?
I will be knowing what has preached. If that preaching itself is enough, and we need not look anything about him, we can surrender.
That he is preaching.
Preaching is enough.
That's all right.
We need not know what he is. And
that's
what
all right.
He is.
You accept his preaching?
If it is accepted, then we can surrender. I was questioning only this point, whether the Krishna Bhagavata is necessary to
set aside Bhagavata. I have told you, the first of all, you try to understand Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita.
That is enough.
If you say that you don't believe in the Krishna, whether he was living or not,
yes,
then you have not understood Bhagavad Gita.
Why, nowhere the living Krishna will come in Bhagavad Gita, I hope.
No. He says that matta parataram nanyat kinchijasti dhananjaya. There is no superior authority than me. That if you do not understand what is that Krishna, then how you accept your superior authority?
I think we have to define the concept of God first.
Concept of God is there in the Bhagavad Gita.
What is that concept first?
That he says, matta parataram nanyat. God means the Supreme. So he says, there is no more superior Supreme than me. Then he is God. And if you accept the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, then you have to accept him as God. Otherwise, what you have understood Bhagavad Gita? You have manufactured your own way. He says, if you study Bhagavad Gita, he says, matta parataram nanna kinchi jasti dhananjaya. So God means the Supreme. So he says, I am the Supreme. There is no more superior Supreme. Then you have to accept in God.
Okay.
Then?
We have accepted, but Krishna is not in one form, as somebody else has written.
That form is God also.
Imagination of Krishna.
No, no. That form is also God.
Yes,
accepting your theory, accepting your theory that there are many forms of God, but that form is also God.
That's okay, I agree.
So you accept him, God, either way.
But need not be a definite form. He need not have a different
form. No. There may be different form.
Yes, okay.
But that form is God.
Yes, okay.
So then you have to accept in God.
And that, and when I say one form, it may be formless also, and I mean...
Whatever it may be, that form is God, you have to accept.
Okay.
Then if you accept in God, the whole thing is finished.
Yes, accept God, but just I was saying...
Same thing as the lady was telling, she sees that God is a light.
Whatever it may be,
the,
that we have accept. God is light, God, there are many forms, but that form is God.
Your first definition is a supreme.
Yes, that form is supreme. That you have to accept. That you accept, then there is no quarrel with you.
Yeah.
Krishna may have many forms, God may have many forms, but that form is God. That you have to accept. That is understanding of Bhagavad. But Radha Krishna says, it is not to Krishna. When Krishna says, Manmanabhava madbhaktamadhyajivam namaskuru, Radha Krishna says, it is not to Krishna. Then if he accepts Krishna as God, why does he say it is not to Krishna?
He is God. Some
may
accept him as Krishna, some
may accept him as some. That is accepted. But that form is God.
Yes. God, he
accepts. That he doesn't accept.
God, you say.
No, he doesn't accept that. That is the division.
And he says,
He says, Krishna.
And if he has accepted Krishna as God, why does he say not to Krishna?
No, he will not call that to Krishna, he will call it to the Supreme, in what he said now.
No, why not Supreme? Then he has not accepted Bhagavad Gita.
Why Radhakrishna Guruji, even Acharya, Shankaracharya, when he wrote,
Shankaracharya says, Sa Bhagavan Swayam Krishna. You refer to the commentary of Bhagavad Gita, Shankaracharya. So in the beginning he says, Sa Bhagavan Swayam Krishna. Narayana para abhaktyat, abhaktyat anda sambhava. So he has explained, Sa Bhagavan Swayam Krishna. And what to speak of other acharyas? Ramanujacharya, they accept all Krishna. Muddhacharya, they worship Krishna. So Krishna may have many forms, that is accepted. But that form, Krishna is God, that you have to accept. You cannot deny that. If you have got different views about Krishna, then you cannot prove that from the Bhagavad Gita. That you cannot prove. If you take Bhagavad Gita, then you must present it as it is, don't distort it. You may have got some idea, but you explain that idea in your different book, but don't place it as the explanation of Bhagavad Gita. That is not very good. If you have got different theory, you can write in a different book, but we cannot permit or do not like that as a commentary of Bhagavad Gita you place something different. That is not very honest. If you do your own theory, why should you try to put your theory through Bhagavad Gita? That we protest. Therefore you are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said that there is no superior authority than me. Therefore he is the Mame Vaja Prabhadante, Mayame Dhan Karante. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Mapta Sarvam Pravartat. I am the origin of everything. If you have got different idea that somebody else is the origin, that you can explain differently. But you cannot keep it as explanation of Bhagavad Gita. Then it is distortion, because in Bhagavad Gita he said, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Matta Sarvam Pravartate. He becomes final. Iti Matta Bhajante Mana Buddha Bhava Samandita. Iti Matta, one who knows this perfectly well, that Krishna is the origin of everything, he becomes a devotee. Iti Matta Bhajante Mam Buddha. Buddha, I mean very learned. Bhava Samandita, oh, here is the supreme cause. The philosophy means to search out the supreme cause. That is philosophy. Find out the ultimate cause. That is darshan. In Sanskrit it is called darshan. Find out what is the supreme cause. So here it is explained. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Sarvasya. Including whatever you know. Sarvasya means including everything. So whatever you know, the cause of everything, that cause is also I am. And that is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Sarva karana karanam. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi, Radhi, Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. And Vedanta Sutra, the absolute truth, Janmadasya, the origin of everything. Now here it is, Krishna says, I am the origin of everything. You are making search. But here is the origin here. Now you study Krishna, whether actually he is the origin of everything. At least we know that this universe, the origin is not Brahma. But we know that the Brahma is also emanation from Krishna. Brahma's knowledge also comes from Krishna. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tene Brahma Rida Adikabai Muyanti Dasudaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And Krishna said, Arjuna accepts, Sarvam Idam Ritam Manne. Yes, he accepts. That should be the process of understanding Krishna. If you manufacture your own way, that is different. Mahajana Jina Vadasya Pantha. All the acharyas, all the acharyas, at least in our country, we are guided by the acharyas. Take any acharya, they have accepted. Brahma has accepted. So in this way you have to understand. We cannot manufacture our own way.
That is from our acharyas. How about Christ or Muhammad or Zarathustra, all these things?
They accept God.
Yes, that's
all. That's all. But God is here, explained. They cannot give an explicit idea of God. But here is God speaking personally. If we have God, there is God. God is great. That's nice. But who is that God? How he is great? That they have to learn further. Simply a vague idea that God is great. One should know how he is great and who is that great. That is perfect. So that is explained here. They accept God, they are also our brother. Because they accept God. They are not atheists. Atheists, they don't accept God. There is no God. That is atheist. But here, they are theists. They accept God. They want to please God. They go to the church, go to the mosque, offer prayer. Prayer is also bhakti, devotional and service. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Archanam Bandhanam Bandhanam. The Christian way or the Muslim way to offer, the Muslim offer obeisance and offer prayer. So that is also bhakti. The Christian also do that is also bhakti. And they accept God, we accept God. So there is no difference. Now the only point is, who is that God?
They accept the supreme power.
No, behind the power there must be powerful.
Let's say powerful, whatever you...
Yes, sir, we have to know this powerful. Not only the power. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Maya dhakshena prakriti svati satchara. In another place, Sisti sthiti palaya sadhana shaktiri ka chai vajasya bhavanani duvarti durga. Durga is power. Power is in. What kind of power? Sisti sthiti palaya sadhana shaktiri. She can create, she can maintain and she can destroy. So power. that this power, Srististhiti Pralaya Sadhana Saptirita Chayiva, is working just like shadow. Just like here is shadow. I am moving this hand, the shadow is moving. Shadow is not independently moving. Therefore, this gigantic power, material energy, is working under the direction of Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhakshena, under my superintendence. So, we are allured with the power, but he is manipulating this power, we do not know. That is God.
But sir, this is a point which I cannot, I really fail to understand. Because, why?
But that is everyone's dilemma.
Yes.
That what is this power, the scientists, the physicists, they are seeing the power. The power is working. And energy is working. Now, how it is working? That is further inquiry. Your point is that God is understood in different ways. That is not mine.
That's one of his points.
And what is the other point?
That all the scriptures speak of the same truth. Scriptures coming from God speak of the same truth that is in Bhagavad Gita. And all the scriptures give paths to God. And that there, as many as individuals that there are ways of getting to God. Yes, and that God could not be fair if He just gave one book at one time to one group of people. He has given this scripture.
Just that dictionary. This small pocket dictionary is also dictionary. And the international dictionary, well, that is also dictionary. So both of them are dictionaries, but they are not equal. One dictionary is meant for children, and one dictionary is meant for the scholars. So although are dictionaries, there are two kinds of dictionaries.
Do you know, sir, that it is exactly the same way of thinking that we have in our people who believe to Muhammad? They think that the teaching of Muhammad is the most superior one, and the others, who, because Muslims do believe to other religions, to Moses, to Christ, and so on, they have the same. They think that they are
the point
stages, elementary stages, and Muhammad,
yes,
I think, is supposed to be the superior. So everybody thinks that his way or his way of thinking,
that's
his,
all right,
belief, his religion is the most superior.
That is all right. If you accept progress, just like you are seeing the sun, I am also seeing the sun, the boy is also seeing the sun. But the understanding of the sun may be different. Everyone is seeing the sun. The objective is the same. But a child's understanding of sun and an elderly man's understanding of sun, a scientist's understanding of sun, or one man who has actually born to the sun planet, they are of different categories. Do you accept or not? The sun is there. God is accepted in every scripture. That is a fact. But in the same way, how far he has understood, that is different.
Yes.
Same example.
Yes.
That everyone is seeing sun. Here is sun. There is no doubt. But a child's understanding of sun, his father's understanding of sun, or a scientist's understanding of sun, or a person who has gone to the sun planet, his understanding of sun is different. The objective is the same. And everyone is right. Either you understand fully sun or not, as soon as you come before the sun, you get the light. The child is getting the light, the scientist is getting the light, and the ordinary person getting the light, everyone getting light, heat and light. But their understanding different. Just like if you want to understand sun, say, geography, then you have to learn from the person who knows geography. He cannot learn from a person who has superficially studied. Then you have to go to the person who knows scientifically, astronomically, the sun is 1400,000 times bigger than this planet. You have to go to the astronomer. How far the sun is situated from us? You have to go to the particular person who knows it. You cannot say that his knowledge and a child's knowledge, he's seeing the sun as a disk, they are the same. That you cannot say. If you want to know further enlightenment of the sun, then you have to go to the person who is studying sun scientifically. So one who has studied the sun scientifically, his knowledge, and a casual person seeing the sun, his knowledge is not the same. That you cannot say. Although everyone is seeing the sun, that's all right. But the knowledge of the sun, they are different.
It seems to answer all of your three points at once.
One thing here is that we are not talking about religion or designation. It's not a religion.
Now,
our religion.
If you want to study something, suppose you are sometimes from India, the same subject he is going to study in foreign country, further, in Latin. So it is also not necessary that to study a subject matter more and more, we have to remain in the same jurisdiction. If I am actually anxious to know more and more, it doesn't matter whether I get the knowledge from Mohammedan or Hindu or Christian, it doesn't matter. Knowledge is knowledge. When a student goes from one country to another to get further enlightenment on a subject matter, he does not think that I'll have to learn it from here, from my university. For knowledge, progress of knowledge, he can go to any university. Because knowledge must be scientific. It is not restricted within the jurisdiction of a particular university. So, the sun, we are seeing, everyone, the sun, you are getting heat and light. But if anyone is interested, know how the heat is coming, how the light is coming, what is the situation of the sun globe, whether there are living entities or not, these are also subject matter. If you can get enlightenment of this science, we should not restrict ourselves that we have to study within the jurisdiction of my university or my country or my society. If the knowledge is there, we should be prepared to go forward.
I have a question. Why do you wish the God to Krishnamurti in chanting Murthy's name? Because the name of God is something which is eternal. In
What is the name of God?
Right. In Christianity they say, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word
That's all right.
God.
But what is the name of God?
Islam, they say. In Islamic religion.
No, what is the name of God? Islam is the
right.
System of religion.
Right.
But what is the name of God?
The name of God is something which is always with God, constantly with God. It's
that means you do not know that. You do not know that.
I do know that.
Then why don't you say it?
The name of
what
God.
Quran says is very similar to what we have got in Bible. You call it Allah or you call it
Rahman,
whatever name you call it, he had all nicest names. So all nicest names are his.
Yes.
So that's what he has got in
I accept. I accept that. All the, that's all right. All the nicest names. So Krishna means all attractive. Is it not very nice?
Yeah,
just reply. Whether this Krishna name is nice or not.
Yes, of course.
No,
I don't. Nobody is against Krishna.
Exactly.
No, everybody loves Krishna. And
no. If you accept Krishna's name is nice, then chant it.
When I don't think that's the point.
No, you say God has got the nicest name.
The name is just an indication. The name is something we call it. It is for us to have it learned.
But that I ask you, that what is that name? As we have got the nicest name, Krishna. Now you suggest that this is the nicest name in Mahamaya, Krishna. You say me that. You say, what is that nice? I want to know what is that nicest name. I don't make any difference.
Well, it's called.
That's all right. Then our request is that you chant the name of God. So if Allah is the name of God, you chant Allah. Don't chant Krishna. We say that.
Name of God is not something could be spoken to man's mouth, unspoken.
No, we don't accept that. Name means it can be spoken.
You can experience
it. Yes, you're not commenting. Name means that. When I call you by your name, it is spoken. It is spoken. I know your name. If I say, I cannot speak it.
You have said
that God's name is Allah. That is accepted. Very good. And we request you.
No communication.
Huh?
Not that, the word Allah is not from God. It's a means of communication.
Whatever it may be, you have accepted the name of God as Allah. Is it not?
But he is saying that their name is material. It's different.
Then you have no idea of God. God is not material. God is not material.
But when you have said you have a lion who lives in the forest.
That is material.
You write here is not the true lion. Yes. It is a way of communication. No,
material.
Lion is something else. Yes.
Lion is material. Yes. And his name is also material.
Yes.
But God is not material. God is spiritual. Therefore his name is spiritual.
Yes.
As spiritual.
But to think about the soul, human soul. Soul is not material, but when you write the word is material.
But the name of God, we accept as the same quality as God. If it is a concocted name, then it's not the same quality. But if it is the name of God given to us by God, or by his representative. We accept that as good as God. That is the philosophy behind chanting. Otherwise, why chant?
Well, it's a very old teaching. We have got to
just accept it. Doesn't matter if you have got
attribute some sort of various attribute to word, to certain words.
No, that is not created by human beings. It is not created by human beings. It is.
Because it does disappear from one country to from one language to other language.
God has many names, like it is in the Quran.
But one name in Turkish when you say Tanrı, in Arabic when you say Allah, in French, in English, in Sanskrit, so these are different words. Proves that these different things are created by human beings.
We are talking about one name which is to describe the concept of God. When we are also talking about name of God, when we're talking about name of God, in other words, if I don't know who you are, I have to ask somebody, what is his name? That is your name.
But Allah is my name in Turkey, in English, in exactly. Arabic, in any way you go.
That's all I need. Let the Turkish chant the name of Turkish name.
But God, the name is...
Yes, but if you find what his name is...
But the name must be chanted. That is our problem. It may be Turkish name, it may be Arabic name,
in other words,
it may be Sanskrit name. Whatever he knows, let him chant.
But the concept of name of
that
God
is,
is separate than designation that you're talking about. Man-made designation. And this concept, if you don't accept this concept, how do you accept the concept of chanting in Islam? These are the points. Bhagavad Gita also. There's so many concepts in there, but we want to interpret them all. We don't want to accept them. We want to accept our mind. Papa, what he has been saying all evening is, let's accept Bhagavad Gita as authority. Let's accept Quran as authority. Let's accept an authority. Because we want to go by our senses.
Yes.
We want to go by our mind.
Impose him as authority.
Yes.
But let us accept him. Let us accept him. It's not, I accept them and they are still a victim of my interpretation. If we accept them, what is this? Let us not interpret that God's name is just a designation, just like my name. It's just a word. What then you're talking about a different
chanting is something else.
What is it?
You are entitled to chant the name of your beloved. That's something else. It doesn't give a different status to the name.
But who is this beloved? Who is
the
this
name?
Beloved? Who is this beloved? Who is this beloved?
In our case, God.
So this name of God is different. If God is transcendental, if God is spiritual, then how could his name be committed to our relative conception?
Because God, then it is God there. That is our point. If it indicates to God, this Allah. If this name indicates to God, then it is this Allah word as good as God. There is no difference. Nam nam kari bahuda nijasat busakti. The Allah, the conception of Allah means the great, is it not? So God is great. So by chanting Allah, I am meaning God, the Supreme, powerful. So it is as good. And actually in mosque they chant Allah Akbar like that, so Parabhar. So that prayer, if it is not God's name, then what is the use of this prayer? That is God's name. Similarly, the Hindus may chant Hare Krishna. The indicating to the same personality. It may be different language. Therefore, it is as good as God, because God is absolute. This name is authorized because Muhammad said that he chant Allah, so it is authorized. It is his God's representative. Therefore, my request is, or our request is, that you chant the name of Allah. We don't say that you chant Krishna. You chant the holy name of God. If Allah is approved, name of God, you chant it. That is our request. We don't force you that you chant the name of Krishna. No, we don't say that. If somebody says Jehovah is the name of God, that's all right. You chant Jehovah. Allah is the name of God, that's all right. You did. We simply request that you chant the holy name of God. That's all. If you have got it, we don't force you that you chant the name of Krishna. That is not our way. We accept if Allah is God's name, it is as good as the name Krishna. We are not so sophisticated that we have to chant this Krishna. No, we say Hare Rama, that is the Shastra. Hare Rama, the name of the Lord. So there are many thousands of names, that's a fact. So you actually chant the name of God. Pick up of the minions of God's name. whatever you like, you pick up and chant. That is our propagation. Hare Rama Iva Kevalam. In this age of world and disagreement, God realization is very difficult. Therefore, you chant the holy name of God. Then you gradually realize. This is our problem. We don't force you that you chant this name Krishna. No. Shastra says, Harinam, the holy name of God, chant. That is our problem.
How could you reach a supreme being?
By chanting
a worldly name. General thing.
That is not worldly name. Why do you mistake that? God's name is not worldly.
If you really know the true name
do,
of God,
do you say Allah is worldly name?
We recognize that it is before Krishna.
That's all I do, recognize it. That's it. Allah is not worldly name.
It is
given by the authority, Mama. So you have to chant. Who knows God?
But he didn't really mean Allah.
Why do you say he didn't mean?
Because
that is you say.
The name of God, and
Mama did not say that. What I say, I did not mean it.
No, the name of God, he didn't mean Allah.
You say. Who cares for your word? Mama says this is the name of God. We have to accept. That's all.
So why?
You cannot say he didn't mean. You are not a private secretary of Mama.
So how do they say that the name of God, God is God?
These things are not accepted.
God before God.
Don't talk, childish.
What God?
Mama said, that is authority. That we accept. We accept Mama as the representative of God. Whatever he says, we accept. That's all. What he meant, that is his business. But his authority, he said, that this is the name of God. You chant, you pray, Allah Akbar. That's all. That is all.
It is also good to chant the name of the person who is holy, is one with God, not the name of God.
That you have to find out, but here it is already there. Why should you travel to find out a holy man, another holy man? The holy man says, Mama never said that you chant my name. Now how one can be holy man if he says like that? You have to test whether he is holy man or not. Here is the perfect holy man. He never said that you chant my name. He said, chant Allah's name. But that is holy man. That is test of holy man. He does not become God. He serves God. That is holy man. All right. Thank you. We accept Mama's authority. That's it, right? His authority.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, this girl is follower of Guru Maharaj.
Oh.
Oh, you'll be fine.
So, she thinks she has experience.
That is nonsense.
She speaks sweetly to attract other people's mind. And when people are not really sincere, they think, she has
some reality.
They don't realize that spiritual life is not so cheap.
And therefore I say that your person cannot go. So is Guru Maharaj came here?
No, they came.
Oh, there is his representatives? That's his philosophy, that there is no, you cannot speak the name of God. It's too sacred to speak it. You can only feel it inside. And he never, his disciples, they look at each other and they say, you can feel the name of God, and the other one says, oh yes. And the other one says, yes, me too. But actually, no one has experienced.
But if he says, no, I don't feel, then he becomes...
He will be cast away. Yeah. And then he can go away.
But they don't have, really, in the practice of devotional service. They don't have...
But that is finished, I think. Their propaganda is already finished. Nobody cares for it.
You can cheat all people for some time, and some people for all time. But not all people for all time. This is their policy. Some clothes are there.
Yes, some juice also.
Shall we move some fish juice?
No.